The United States Hockey League is a creme de la creme of junior hockey. Players 16 to age 21 refine their skills in the league, and many move on to big-time college programs. In fact, over 90% of the players land a D1 scholarship, and a slew of those players eventually advance to pro hockey. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart, and this is a show you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always locate us online for all the info you need to connect and give and help support the show at WWIB.com. Mark Abelon has coached at Sioux City and Chicago in the U, and now he's coaching at North Star Academy in Alexandria, Minnesota, with FCA Hockey, Fellowship of Christian Athletes Hockey, and he's back with me on Sports and Commentary. So, Mark, junior hockey's seen some big changes. USHL, now the premier stepping stone to college hockey, and ultimately the NHL. So give me your take on what's happened to junior hockey in recent years, will you?
Yeah, I mean, I just think in the coaching, the professionalism, the league has gotten so good from top to bottom, you know, and I think the parity in the league, and I think that just speaks to the development of our players across the board in our country has just gotten so good, you know. I mean, there's players coming from everywhere, and our league is an open door for the nation, you know, for the world. I mean, we've got, and it's the college route has changed that too, and I think the path to professional hockey going through college hockey has become a lot more attractive to the NHL. It's become a lot more attractive as a developmental path than major junior. And I love major junior hockey. And so if that's our, you know, competitor, I think we're very different. I think major junior is a great avenue for lots of players, and it's obviously producing, you know, some of the top, you know, 5% of the 5% elite players in the National Hockey League, like the best of the best. And if you're on that track, that's a great league for those guys that are going to be able to turn pro at 20 and be ready. We have a much longer runway in the USHL. And so, you know, it's just become much more of an attractive route to come to the USHL, you know, play what 1 to 3 years, whatever it takes. And then you're off to college and, you know, you're turning pro at 22, 23, 24, in some cases with all this experience, as opposed to by 20 years old, you've got to turn pro and major junior. And so that's changed. You know, the other thing that's changed is scholarships. I mean, these, you know, 80% of our league has scholarships before they walk in and play a game in our league. When I played in the league in 1994 and 95, I mean, you know, 2-3 guys on a team had a scholarship. And so you were really there to earn your scholarship. And some of that's because of, you know, the number of colleges then versus now. I think there's 60 Division I programs. Maybe there's even one or two more, but there, you know, it's growing, and there's going to be even more. And so there's just a lot of changes happening. And, but the league's great. I mean, I definitely, they're fond memories of hockey and people and coaches and unreal players that I've had. And just, you know, I think the other thing, Greg, and I won't say too much more about it, but the player of today is so much, I think, just more well-rounded as far as their drive in school, their drive in just all parts of their life. They're very driven. They're very, and a lot of this I attribute to their parents. I mean, these are people that are very, they're high achieving people that, and then their children have good work ethic. And, you know, it's not like the good hockey player, bad student. I mean, obviously it's a little bit, there's always a blend, and some guys aren't great in school, and that's just, you know, everyone has their different challenges, but across the board, it's like, man, it's competitive to get into college, not just because of hockey, but because of grades. And so all those things are such big factors today.
Yeah. Yeah. You are known as a superb teacher of the game of hockey. How has that part of the game changed? I mean, how are today's coaches connecting with players?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think, you know, the game, I think the fundamentals of the game, Greg, the things that we did when we played, they're the same things. It's just, I think it's the approach of the coaches, the approach of just how we deal with our players. It is a teaching role. It's a mentorship role. I, I don't know. I mean, I had great coaches growing up, and so I don't, but I think there was a, you know, the word old school gets thrown out there much more, I guess, abrasive could be the term. And we're really in a relationship with these young men. And that's what it's really about, to reach anybody's full potential, is to build a relationship, to, you know, the old adage of you've got to show them you care, you know, and they've got to feel that. And that's the truth. And that's, but it's got to be from a genuine standpoint. It's got to be from a, you know, a right attitude standpoint, from the coach to the player. And that I've just found as my time as a coach, you know, I'm working with these young men. They're not working for me. I'm not this overarching know-it-all. And I think that that's a, again, back to a relationship. It's all about relationships. And, you know, that can be a mantra, or that can be reality. That can be just what you say and what everybody's slogan is, or that's, or you put it into practice. And some of that you just learn as you go, and you don't always get it right with every player. But I think that that's just the biggest thing. I mean, coaching has gone to different levels. You know, coming from the USHL, I mean, all the coaches are so well prepared, and the game planning, the, you know, the tactical part of the game is probably, that's where the game has changed so much, you know. And but I still think, you know, instincts and anticipation and, you know, the term hockey sense still, you know, really rules the day. And then competitiveness and hard work, and those things are still the foundation of, you know, from forever in the game of hockey. But the tactical part of the game, the video and just technology has changed so much of it too, you know. And that's how our players, they learn that way, right? They're always, you know, it's a visual world, it's a instant feedback world. And so as a coach, you know, you have to adapt. I mean, it's, you know, if you haven't adapted and haven't evolved, then you're probably not coaching anymore. You're not very successful.
Yeah. All right. Well, you talked about coaching and game plan, and you have a spiritual coach, the Holy Spirit, and the game plan is the Word of God, and you have an insatiable appetite for the Word. We're going to talk about the amazing conversion story that you can share here, Mark, on our next Sports and Commentary. Odd o'clock here for today. Mark Abelon, longtime hockey coach working with FCA Hockey. Thank you for being here. It's been fun. God bless you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.